Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. There's no real way to sugarcoat this, so let me come out and say it. Bob's dad recently passed away. It was not unexpected, but it still came as a surprise. On this episode, we talk about Bob and his dad making up after a pretty recent fight, and a little bit of a mix-up on social media since Bob and his dad have the same name. Enjoy.
He just got back home from a broken leg and the therapy that he needed based on that, because it was a long road to recovery.
Yeah.
And so you had just been there and had some open-ended kind of interactions.
Yikes.
That
yeah.
I know you had, you felt like you had resolved.
Yeah. Oh, no, it had been resolved. And there's a chapter in the middle there, right? The chapter between I destroy my relationship with my father and my father is dead, right? And the chapter in between is the reconciliation, which was brief and kind of no frills, but I couldn't break through. Okay. I call my dad probably 15 times over a period of a month, just saying, come on, Dad, I just want to talk to you. Please give me a call back. Please stop carrying this grudge. You know, I screwed up for a short period. You're making it a much longer period. Let's not do this. No calls. So I take a picture that I've had over my drawing table for years. It's one of the first pictures of me as a baby. And my mother is standing next to my father, and it's like a fall day. It's got to be like October or late September. And he's got me held by the crotch. That's how they held babies. You know, arm around the leg, hold the baby by the crotch. You've got him secure in one arm. But he's really got me by the crotch here. And I took that and I wrote on the back, was that grip really necessary? And then I wrote him a note that basically said, hey, I want my father back. Do you want your son back? This has gone on too long. And then I called him again. And my sister Joni answered the phone. And I'm like, oh, I can't pressure him into picking up the phone just because Joni's going to hand him the phone. That's not fair. That's not cool. So I'm saying to her, you can let him know that it's me, but he doesn't have to talk to me if he doesn't want to talk to me. Don't put that pressure on him. And she's like, no, he wants to talk to you. And he had just gotten that card. And he said, nice card. And that started the conversation where I said, I missed you. And he said, I missed you too, and I've been thinking about you. And we exchanged I love yous, and that was that. You know, and then we talked one more time before I got up there. And then the next time I saw him, he was in ICU.
Yeah.
So, and he made it clear. He even said to my brother, which was a delightful thing to say and a delightful thing for my brother to take back to me. He said, everyone's worried about me and Bobby. You know, all my brothers and sisters call me Bobby, and my father calls me Bobby. But we're good. We're good. And that was, I thought we were good, but that was just kind of a little confirmation, because I could have gone into this period of my life going, well, I'm not really sure, you know, but so that felt good, even if you made it up. And I wouldn't put it past my family to do that to make someone feel good, but I feel like we were good. So there, thank you for actually raising that, because I kind of feel like if anyone is listening to the story and cares about it, I was told out of sequence because I'm a fan of Quentin Tarantino, and I like to kind of make you
start at the end.
Yeah, figure that stuff out if you can.
Well, I think there was another point of confusion when it came to communicating what had gone on social media.
Oh, man.
And this is, I didn't have this because social media wasn't around, but my grandfather, when he passed away, he's Nicholas John Jurgadieu as well.
Oh.
And so I don't think I got any notifications or anything like that. I did get some AARP mail at some point because obviously we have the same name, but there was just a little bit of confusion about who had actually passed.
Yeah.
And some people had actually thought you had passed.
I was thinking I was being profound, right? In writing that Bob Codd just died yesterday.
It was very poetic. It was very,
But I had a number of friends, friends than I even knew.
But you included a picture of him, didn't you?
Yes, a young picture of him, right? Fresh-faced with name Codd just on the door. It was Coast Guard days. Well, you would think, but people then like, well, I don't, you know, what did Bob look like when he was that age? You know, who knows, you know? And so I had my daughter's theater teacher and really mentored throughout high school, James Brenlinger, who is a guy I love.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you know James? He's okay. So very inventive human being too. I mean, as far as entrepreneurial instincts and such, but he's a great theater teacher. He was a great director. He was really good for the kids, and he was very professional in the way that he approached it. And Devin really benefited, and he wrote this beautiful, I saw Bob Kodges. I saw all these aspects of Bob Kodges, and I'm reading it, and I'm crying reading about myself, which was the weirdest thing ever. It was very sweet, and it's hard not to just feel loved. But it was also, you know, he even described it. He rewrote the intro to it after he realized that I was still alive, mentioning that I, like Tom Sawyer, had a chance to witness my own funeral a little bit. And it was exactly that. It was just, I had friends saying, I read that and thought you died and burst into tears and texted my husband across the train in Rome saying that you were dead. And he walked his way through the crowd and put his hands on me and said it was his father. It was like, you know, oh man, it was like, so yeah, it was very humbling, very, very sweet. And I feel loved. I felt loved before this happened.
Yeah.
I feel super loved now. And I'd like to say to all who have extended sweet love and condolences to me, thank you, and stop. Because I'm exhausted. I have said thank you 1,000 times. Interestingly, on my birthday, I said I loved Post so much that I actually got shut out of Facebook for a few hours. Because they were saying it was an abuse of Facebook,
yeah.
Right? And when my dad died and I had that post, I kept getting nervous as I was loving people's love that they were going to shut me down again. But for some reason, they differentiated their algorithm related to this post somehow.
Passing maybe versus birthdays?
I don't know. Or maybe the note I wrote them when they first shut me out of my birthday. I'm like, hey guys, this is my birthday. People were loving me, and you just made me not love them back.
I think Mark Zuckerberg has a little bit in the algorithm that says, if anybody wishes anybody else a happy birthday more than me, shut them down.
Shut them down.
And he's looking at it going, Bob Kodges seems to be more popular than me on my platform. Shut him down.
Mother Zucker.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
I could too. Hey, it's Bob. These are strange times for me indeed. I hope these few episodes that speak frankly about my dad's death are not depressing or off-putting for you. For the last 4 years, I brought every important experience in my life into the studio with my podcast partner, and we've hashed it out. I'm truly grateful to Nick for being the amazing listener and thinking buddy for me. And I'm thankful to you, dear listener, for sticking with us, even when the subject matter gets tough. We are mining every experience to distill the lessons and the good stuff, and these days are full of both. That's all for this episode of Your Daily Dose. We'll catch you tomorrow.